Good morning all, it's Jacqueline B on a snowy day in the UK on where we get our thoughts from. It's a bit of a misnomer to say that that's what this subject is. It's really just about one small aspect of that. A good friend and coach, mentor of mine this week said the words, "You don't have to have that thought." And that's had a big impact on me. This is how I describe what that means. So we often think, don't we, that thoughts are scripted. So a situation happens, we feel X, and then we think, well, of course you would feel X because that's what everybody would feel in that situation. But that's not true. So for instance, if we take a situation where a relationship has broken up because one person in the relationship did something that was not, it was part of the agreement of the relationship, so maybe had a one night stand, let's say. The aggrieved party feels annoyed, confused, upset, angry, and has a reaction to that. And then when that person's talking about that, they feel that's justified. Everyone would feel that, wouldn't they? So it seems like the norm, or it seems like those are the thoughts and feelings that you should have when this situation occurs. However, everybody doesn't feel the same and have the same thoughts, or in the same way. So somebody could feel angry and annoyed and confused, but at the same time, compassionate or forgiving. And when that happens, and it goes against what we think that the scripted feeling should be, we question it, don't we? So we look to that and say, well, why are they forgiving that person? That's just not right. To be continued.